What are your thoughts about the drug Zactima 6474? It's kind of an interesting mechanism of action. Can you talk about that?
Yes, Zactima is an interesting drug. You know, its major competitors now that they've been studying against are erlotinib. But the drug, I believe, is a multifocal targeted drug that has some activity against both the vascular endothelial growth factor as well as epidermal growth factor receptor. So we've been involved in a study, which is completed now, a huge study, international study, comparing Zactima with erlotinib in second-line therapy. And I think it's an interesting drug. We don't have the results yet. That's just one of several randomized studies that AstraZeneca has done with Zactima. I think it's likely that that drug may end up being another useful drug that could end up on the market. But the data is just not in yet.
It's interesting. You know, we think about these TKIs as, you know, sort of just doing one thing. But I guess Zactima is a good example, or probably there might be multiple things going on.
Yeah, I agree. We know it's more than just an epidermal growth factor receptor inhibitor. Perhaps erlotinib does more than one thing, too, but it's not known.
Well, I think Zactima has a major anti-VEGF component also.
Yes, it
depends
does.
On the dose and all.
It does. It blocks both of those pathways in one stage or another.
Going back to the macro level of lung cancer at ASCO, any other data sets that you saw presented there where you turned around and said, that may change the way I practice?
Well, I think we've already discussed the issue of erlotinib. I think some of the prospective studies that were presented at ASCO showing the remarkable response rate, nearly 90 to 100% in the mutation-positive patients and the long progression-free survivals. Again, these aren't randomized comparisons, but that to me perhaps fortified my belief that patients who have metastatic disease and have a mutation should receive erlotinib as first-line therapy.